This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So I just used the bathroom in front of the maid. That's not great. That's not great at all. What, Chris? Let me explain what happened. All right, we had a break. Obviously, it's a break. I had to use the bathroom really quickly. So I went down to the bathroom in the building. I walked into the bathroom, the men's room. There was someone at the sink to my left. Because I'm a dude, I didn't make eye contact with this person or talk to this person. I just saw them out of the side of my eye, walked up to the urinal, used the bathroom, get done at the urinal, go to the sink to wash my hands. The person at the bathroom was not a dude who was washing his hands. It was the maid who was actually cleaning the bathroom at the time. So that was awkward. Jesse. Oh, I'm being lectured now. Remember, I've told you I want NVGs, and now I want thermals. And I don't just want one. I want a thermal scope or two. I want thermals for a ballistic helmet. I want thermals. And this guy says, Jesse, it's only money. You will make more, but it might be the last time you have a chance to buy your NVGs before you need them. I do not regret my thermal purchase, even though I was in a hardship time frame. I needed them 3 weeks later and had them. You never know. Tomorrow never waits for us to prepare for it. It arrives whether we are ready or not. That's a really good saying that I'm absolutely now going to steal and pretend like I came up with, as all world famous authors do. You can purchase the Anti-Communist Manifesto at jessekellybook.com, by the way. I don't want to spend $7,000. There has to be some kind of a better option than $7,000. Don't tell me there's not a better option than that. What, Chris? Buy once, cry once. You know what, Chris? Call me when you spend $7,000. Call me when you spend $7 on something. I'll be lectured by the audience, not you, when it comes to finances. Dear famous author Jesse, I'm excited about this new campaign of You Voted for This. After handing out raises at work, I had someone complain that our raises didn't come close to meeting inflation. My response was, well, what did you expect? Who did you vote for? The point got across, even though I agreed with them, since we work for a communist dirtbag corporation. Probably walking the line with an HR complaint, but whatever. Needs to be said. Listen, thank you. Hey, don't get yourself in trouble. Don't get yourself fired. But I think that's a great place to embark on the You Voted for This campaign. Your Democrat coworker pulling into the driveway with the Biden-Harris bumper sticker on, comes upstairs. Oh my gosh, groceries this week. It's crazy. You voted for this. This is what you voted for. For too long, we have been the passive ones, trying to get along, trying to honor decorum while the demons took over our society. No more. Speaking of which, the Rear Admiral Mayor Pete, he mentored a gentleman. The gentleman's name was Patrick Wohan. He's of Maryland, and he's been pictured several times with Mayor Pete. They knew each other, and Patrick Wohan just got busted with truckloads of child porn. So, yeah, interesting circles Mayor Pete runs in. Good evening, Jesse. What do you think of the relationship between India and China? India and China. India is a fascinating thing. They just passed China for the largest population in the world. And China's currently in population free fall because of their long, idiotic one-child policy. Now there's no women. Imagine living in a society that's something like 60-70% men. That would suck. You think it's hard? You think it's hard to find a woman in this society, fellas? Imagine what it's like over there. Plus, well, no, we're not going to go into that. But still, it's tough. India, I hate to say it this way, historically, there is a way of thinking, just stay with me on this. There is a way of thinking about things like World War II. Let's focus on World War II. Every dude loves World War II. We all love to study it, read about it. It's just, it's the biggest event in human history of any kind. It's the largest. So we love it and it's fascinating. And we think, when we think of World War II, we think of the troops, don't we? We think of the D-Day invasion. Maybe you think of the Holocaust, the horrible things. We think of the war in the Pacific, you know, that horrible war. And we think of the troops on the front line, don't we? Rifles, pilots, those brave sailors out there and the big naval battles out there. That's what we think of. And we think that won World War II. And don't get me wrong, we needed those guys to win World War II. There's no question about it. We won World War II on the factory lines. We, the United States of America, we simply could produce more ships, more planes, more tanks, more bullets, more bombs, more food. We simply could produce more than any other nation could produce, than any other nation thought we could produce. They didn't even think it was something that was possible for us to do everything we did. There's a great line. I'm actually going to look this up while I'm on the air. That's how you know I'm doing it live. I should have done this beforehand, but I didn't know I was going to go off on this. I don't want to mess up the quote. It's a quote from Yamamoto, the Japanese general Yamamoto. You remember, he's the one that thought up the Pearl Harbor invasion. Now, you can hate him for that all you want, but he was brilliant. He was a genius. He had a quote about America. Quote, anyone who has seen the auto factories in Detroit and the oil fields in Texas knows that Japan lacks the national power for a naval race with America. Did he say anyone who's seen the destroyers in the harbor or the submarines in the harbor? No, he didn't. He knew. The world knew. We just could make so much stuff that they couldn't make. And even if they had top-of-the-line stuff like Germany, because they're friggin' Germans and they engineer over there, Germany had top-of-the-line stuff, awesome stuff, that got better as the war went on because German scientists are incredible. The problem was they couldn't replace it. At some point in time, they ran out of the ability. Yeah, you have the best jet. I'm not saying they did, but okay, you have the best fighter plane. Well, it doesn't do any good if you can't make any more of them. It doesn't do you any good if you can't repair the ones you have. You could shoot them. You could shoot 1,000 American fighters out of the sky. We'll have 1,000 more coming out next week off the assembly lines. You can't withstand that. As far as China, India, and why am I bringing this up now? We don't have that manufacturing ability anymore. We are draining our munitions, sending them all to Ukraine. We talk about defending Taiwan. Would we defend Taiwan against China? Are people under the impression that we could defend Taiwan against China? You know we couldn't fight a two-front war right now, right? You understand that we have allowed the communists to take away our oil refineries? We don't refine oil here. Well, we do, but not very much. We have to get our oil refined in other nations. We can't even refine our own oil. In fact, it's our enemies who refine most of our oil now for our country. What do you think they would do? Because the world runs on oil. What do you think they would do if a world war broke out again? And I know we want this to be true, but believe it or not, you don't just get a construction crew out there. Hey, guys, build us an oil refinery. That should be done in a couple months, right? It takes years to develop. You can't snap your fingers and turn this stuff back on. What do I think about India and China? Well, they have an interesting relationship. They're having hammer fights with each other in the mountains because there's disputed territory and it's very weird. It's not like they're buddies. But I'll tell you one thing, China makes 20% of the world's goods now, 20% from one nation. We better be friends with India. We're going to need to be friends with India because we don't do that anymore. Senor world famous author. By the way, in case you're wondering what he's about to refer to, the wife has been very unkind with me because I prefer frozen margaritas when I get a margarita because they're the best. Anyway, this guy, I just could wrap my arms around him and thank him. He has the ultimate defense. He said, I totally agree with you about the only way to enjoy a margarita. It's frozen all the way. If you need any reinforcement, the great Jimmy Buffett said it best, but there's booze in the blender and soon it will render that frozen concoction that helps me hang on. I am so going to quote Jimmy Buffett the next time the wife brings this up. I'm going to be relentless. I'll act like I came up with it, although she's probably listening now. That's not going to work. The guy goes on to say, anyway, good sir, wanted to let you know I've not been able to say you voted for this yet, but I am encouraging my family to use it more and keep telling them crazy commies are the cause of death of everything because it's 100% true. Thank you for being encouraging and hilarious. You're a breath of fresh air. My kids continue to love the Frito Bandito. I play it for them. Every time you play it, his name's Cameron. Cameron, this is for the kids.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey. I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Now, I hope you and the kids enjoyed Frito Bandito. I hope you continue to lecture communists around you about what they voted for. I hope you and the kids don't get evicted from your home. Do you have home title lock? Home title theft, full disclosure, is not something I knew even existed. I'd heard of online identity theft and things like that. Everyone's heard of that. But home title theft is the cybercrime that's sweeping the country because it's so lucrative for these crooks and they're long gone with your money by the time you figure out anything has happened. It's hard to catch them. Home title lock is your only chance. You might be a victim of it right now and wouldn't know it. You can go to hometitlelock.com/Jesse and check and see if you're a victim already right now. You can do that. While you're there, sign up so they'll detect any tampering and shut it down immediately. HometitleLock.com/Jesse. Don't get taken to the cleaners, all right? Hang on.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, I'm so proud of you for that music selection. You listening right now, woman? Who's right now? Jimmy Buffett or you? Nothing feminine about my frozen marks. Dear Oracle. By the way, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You still have time to email the show during the show. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Dear Oracle. Kamala's husband is going to use his platform to tackle toxic masculinity. I think we don't have enough masculinity in this country, and I'm a married woman. And then she puts a hashtag on the email that says, chalk may save this country. You know what's wild? I talked to, Seton. I talked to my buddy Seton, who runs Chalk. And believe it or not, when we talk off air, we'll meet. If we got to go meet the suits or something like that, we'll then finally break away from all that noise and go have a beer somewhere and talk. He views what he does at Chalk as a mission to save the country. They have tons of natural herbal supplements. You already know that. But his campaign for testosterone for men, he views it as a patriotic campaign, and so do I. When testosterone levels are dropping as fast as they're dropping, we won't have a country anymore in 100 years because you won't have the testosterone levels to reproduce. And that's to say nothing of the side effects that come with having a society with a bunch of weak, effeminate men. It is a mission for good. It really genuinely is. I know we joke about sending a male vitality stack to members of Congress and stuff like that, which we're totally going to do. But this is something that is good for the nation. It's not all taxes and spending, man. You want a male vitality stack yet, fellas? Young, old, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days? You guys who are newly married, getting ready to get going with the family? Chuck.com, C-H-O-Q.com, promo code Jesse gets you 35% off a subscription. Save a pile of money and get one. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. It might save the country. Jesse, I just got off a flight, and holy God, you're right. Only male stewards. What has this world come to? I don't remember the last time I had a dime female stewardess. I've had some, but I don't remember the last time it was a dime. And they're supposed to be dimes. They are. Why? It's because it makes flying more appealing. It makes it better. Remember, women can do things men can't do. Men can do things women can't do. Women are uniquely in control of the, well, influential, I should say, not in control, uniquely influential of the mood of a room, of an environment. Why do you think from the beginning of time, if you were throwing on a big fancy banquet or something like that, you would pick women, beautiful women, to wait the tables and work the event? Why do you think that is? It makes, you know who likes to be around beautiful women? Everyone. Men, women, everyone. When they have a smile on their face and they're pleasant, everyone loves that. I don't have to just succumb to this new world where I pretend that this is all normal. We need dimes back as stewardesses in the airplane. And I know that day's never going to come. And I remember all you stewardesses on the airplane. I remember what monsters you turned into during COVID too. Not all of them by any stretch of the imagination. But you could tell the ones who've been dying for some authority for a long time. Pull your mask back up. What are you doing? Oh, I remember you. You think I've forgotten? I have not forgotten. I'll never forget. I'll never forget. Headline, Chick-fil-A locations ban unaccompanied kids due to unacceptable behaviors. Listen, parents, I've got to have a talk with you. This applies to parents of children. This applies to people who have dogs. And you know, I have kids and I love them. And I have a dog, Fred, and I love him. But other people don't like your kids the way you like your kids. They don't. I love my little buddies. And yes, they're polite, well-mannered young men. As you, those of you who've met them will see and have seen. But I'm not under the impression the table next to me that it's full of people who want to hear my sons scream and yell and carry on. And I am, I sound like such an old man here, I am stunned at the behavior parents will allow their children to get away with in public. We were coming back from Nashville last week, and we were walking through the airport in Nashville, and it was me and the wife and the boys, and we're walking through the airport, and this girl, I would say probably three or four years old, so not a baby or anything like that, but a girl, she throws herself on the floor and won't get up. She's screaming on the floor in the middle of the airport walkway and won't get up. And her father is standing over there, over her, as she's causing a scene, sitting in the way, causing a scene. He's standing over her trying to negotiate her getting back up. And look, I didn't say anything. It's not my business, obviously. You parent your kids how you want to parent your kids. But my boys both looked up at us and said, well, that would have been a quick conversation when we were that age. Yeah, I'm not negotiating anything. Straighten up. Shut your mouth. You're in public. It's rude. Don't be so loud to people. Don't be screaming. And don't ever think you're going to hold me hostage and throw yourself on the floor. You won't be sitting down for a couple days if you're that age and you'd pull that crap in my house. Don't ever pull that crap. But parents, what happens is, we were just talking about war on masculinity and chalk. The truth is, we have all become so soft and effeminate that parents, because parenting is hard, parents are afraid to parent their kids. Well, what if I snatch my doctor? What if I snatch my daughter up and tell her to straighten up? What if she gets really mad? Okay, what if she gets really mad? What if she cries? Remember I told you about that time my 14-year-old got a little too big for his britches because I took his phone away. And he told me, and I pressed him on it to his credit. I said, you got a problem? You got something to say? And I said, you can be honest with me. And he said, I think I'm too old to have my phone taken away. And I told him, that's my phone. I'll take your phone away and I'll throw it in the garbage disposal in front of you. You know, he's never brought that up again ever since then. It's amazingly never come up. Parents, raise your kids. All right. All right. Now, let's have a talk about how to close out an email or a letter. And I have a difficult question to answer. Someone wants to know what I think about Julian Assange and Edward Snowden. And we're going to talk about pizza toppings. All that's due to come on The Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and let us dig into a couple things here. First, I have to give a wishy-washy answer, and I hate that. I'm wishy-washy about a couple things, and I have been for quite some time. I feel pretty strongly about the things I believe, but some things I can't figure out. Capital punishment is one of those things. I don't believe the government, especially one this corrupt, is able to kill the right people. I don't. And that's something that has been proven over and over and over again, especially now as the law enforcement agencies of this nation, the federal ones, as they turn on the right, as the justice system entirely turns on the right and decided we're all domestic terrorists. Don't think it's probably a good idea to have the government have the right to kill people. So I feel that way. And then I look at some headline about some monster who abused some five-year-old and killed him. And I think, you know, I'll kill him. I'd be happy to. Can I kill him? Did I would tell you when I was struggling with, you'd probably call it PTSD, but I don't want to shortchange. I don't want to compare what I was going through when I got back from Iraq with other people who've had to go through much worse. But I was very violent and I wasn't doing very well. It was a reoccurring dream I had, not just at night, during the day. I would sit and I would just catch myself fantasizing because I wanted to still hurt people, but I wanted to make sure it was the right people I was hurting. I would have this is a terrible thing to say. I would have this regular fantasy that I wanted the government to hire me to go around the country and be the executioner of child predators. I know that's really horrible. I realize that you're probably cringing right now, but that's how I felt. That's how I felt. So capital punishment's one of those wishy-washy things for me. I feel the same way about Snowden and Julian Assange. I don't like people who, in my view, attack the country, leak secrets. At the same time, those are some valuable secrets that clearly did reveal a very corrupt government out there. And so I don't know what you want me to tell you. I know that's a horrible answer. glad I know what they have allowed me to know. I'm glad I know the things that they exposed. I'm not so sure we're dealing with completely selfless people who are just speaking truth to power. So I'm a bit wishy-washy on it. Chris, was that the biggest mealy-mouth answer I've ever given? Am I off base? Chris feels the same way. Okay, good. That makes me feel way better. Yeah, that's kind of where I fall on that. Jesse, enchilada, burrito, quesadilla, taco. He wants me to rank these. This is a very difficult question to answer. One of the more challenging questions we've ever had to answer on the show because of this list, enchilada, burrito, quesadilla, taco. There's nothing that tops an enchilada that's done right. But enchiladas are oftentimes not done right. They make them with those garbage corn tortillas instead of flour tortillas. They put the wrong sauce on them. There was this place that had this green salsa verde that was spicy and a queso. And they'd bring them out in flour tortillas. You get two cheese and one chicken. And you just pour it all these sauces on the top and eat it. That would be number one. But the enchilada is just not done right most of the time. A perfect enchilada is number one. A burrito, number two. A taco, number three. A quesadilla, number four. And that's no knock on the quesadilla. The quesadilla has the least secure toppings. They're falling out everywhere if it's done right. And I like a good taco. I love to wrap my mouth around a good taco. I do. The convenience of the burrito, to have all those items in there, just getting to know each other. Plus, you can eat a burrito when you're driving down the road. You can Kamala down a burrito with one hand. You can't really do that with a taco. It's dripping everywhere. That's where I feel on that. Dear world famous author, what's your take on people who use best or best regards or warm regards to close out an email? It strikes me as just about the laziest, disconnected, and insincere way to do so. Sincerely is my closing of choice, but maybe we need to make listen, thank you, a standard. Hopefully that's how the Anti-Communist Manifesto, available for pre-order now at jessekellybook.com, he says, ends. What say you, O symmetrical oracle? Sincerely, David. I think I'm about to give an answer you're not going to like. I am a big fan of brevity. And actually, this caused a lot of fights early on with me and the wife. The wife and her family, they are big on long goodbyes on the phone. When we're done talking, whenever we're done, whenever the wife's family done, you would get something to the effect of, okay, well, I love you. I see you soon. I hope you're doing well. It would go on and on and on. And it was quite a clash of cultures between that nice family and my rude family. Because when I talk to my dad on the phone, I'll talk every few days. When my dad's done talking, he'll just basically say, all right, and he'll hang up. Half the time you don't know that it's ended until the call's ended. I was talking to him the other day, and he was busy doing something. And he said, all right, I got to run. Dad? Hello? Dad? Are you still? And he's gone. Now, that's how I was raised. I'm a big fan of brevity. So when we were dating, the wife would try these long goodbyes all the time. All right, I love you. All right, I miss you. I'll see you soon. And I would just hang up sometimes. And then she would get mad. She'd call back. Why did you hang up? I was telling you all these things. So I was like, no, I got it. It was dragging on a little bit. I thought we could... And that was not the right way to put it. I should have put that more delicately. What, Chris? I should have been more delicate about these things. Anyway, that's a long way to say when I write emails or letters, which is very rare, plus Chris has to proofread them to make sure I don't sound too rude, which I've done on occasion. I don't sign off with anything. I just put Jesse. That's what I put. I don't put anything on there. Jesse. I'm a big brevity fan, Chris, which is weird because I talk for a living. That is really, really weird. You know what else is weird? That dog food is dead food. It's odd to think of how many years, because I've had dogs my whole life, how many years we spent giving our dogs dog food, and we would buy the best dog food we could that we could afford, but there's no nutrition in it. Why does Rough Greens improve your animal's coat, your puppy, your dog's coat? Why does Rough Greens help older dogs live longer? Why does Rough Greens help your dog's digestive issues? Well, your dog, think how crazy this is getting real nutrients for the first time in its life. Isn't that wild? Your dog runs out there and eats grass when he's done eating food because your dog isn't getting the nutrition he needs. It's not dog food. You pour it on your dog's food. It's a nutritional supplement, vitamins, minerals, probiotics for the health of your dog. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. They're giving out a free jumpstart trial bag. All right? Roughgreens.com/Jesse. For the first time, give your dog nutrition. Senor Jesse. Note to Chris, that means Sir Jesse in Mexican. That's right, Chris. You probably didn't know that. You talk about pizza a lot, but you've never, to my knowledge, shared your ideal pizza topping combinations. Please elaborate. Listen, thank you. I have a rule. When I try a new pizza place, I will order a pepperoni pizza. Only pepperoni pizza. Why? One, it's delicious. Two, that tells me everything I need to know about you. If you can't make a pepperoni pizza, I don't need to try the buffalo chicken pizza. I don't need to try anything else. Now, that said, I like pepperoni. I like pepperoni and sausage. I like pepperoni and sausage and jalapenos, and I have various combinations of all these. I like pepperoni, sausage, jalapenos, and mushrooms on there. I will get adventurous, and I'll go with a Philly cheesesteak pizza, which is underrated. Chris, have you ever had one of those? You people can eat that. Oh, no, you can't with the cheese and beef. Sorry, Chris. It's delicious. Sorry, Chris. I like a buffalo chicken pizza. Chris, can you people eat chicken and cheese? Nothing? It sucks for you, Chris. You can always accept Jesus. You know what? Anyway, but that I'm a very standard, basic pizza person. I'm not ordering anchovies on there or anything. I don't want it with extra feta cheese. I do like anchovies, Chris. I like them on a Caesar salad. I'll eat anchovies individually. What do you mean it's disgusting? You don't like a Caesar salad? Why don't you like a Caesar salad? No, Chris, no. Listen, a Caesar salad, if it's done right, can be okay. I understand you're prepping it. Trust me, buddy, you're married now. The wife's going to start demanding some salad eating around here, all right? Eat yourself a tossed salad. All right, we have one more segment on the Jesse Kelly Show, and then we're out of here. Hang on.
You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you you can email the show jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Chris, got to tackle somebody's wedding menu here, and I realize you have these horrific diet restrictions, but I may actually ask you about a couple things here. Hello, Menu Whisperer. I think there's nobody but you that can tackle this job. His subject is rate my wedding menu. For cocktail hour, we have mac and cheese lollipops. He says basically just think deep fried mac and cheese balls on a stick, Korean meatballs, pretzels with beer cheese fondue or stone ground mustard. For the meal, we have Italian spiced chicken with garlic cream sauce or beef tenderloin, whipped potatoes and veggies, but who cares about that? My future mother-in-law says we should include a pasta in case someone is vegetarian, but I say they can eat bread or leave or go eat some grass. I know it's a little different than crayons, but would love your opinion. His name is Nick. All right. Now, one, let's start from the back and work our way in. Whipped potatoes and veggies. Why? What are we doing? You know what's going to happen? This is what happened, and I watch this happen in my house all the time. We actually have another big neighborhood get together this weekend with friends. And here's what will happen. It's one of these everyone brings a dish thing. So someone will bring some queso and someone will bring some meatballs and someone will bring that. You know how this goes. We'll bring something to or prepare something to. And at the last minute, the wife will say, we should get a veggie tray because no one will have a veggie tray. And every single time we bring the veggie tray, you go spend like $5 at it at the grocery store or $10. You go bring the veggie tray, and by the time you leave the party, every freaking vegetable is still sitting there in the veggie tray. Why do we feel this obligation to do this? Whipped potatoes? No one's eating those crappy potatoes at your wedding. Just have some French fries out there and let everyone enjoy them. What, Chris? You can have French fries. You know what? Even better? Tots. Let's go tater tots, baby. That's one. That's garbage. Two, beef tenderloin with spiced chicken and garlic cream sauce. That sounds freaking glorious. That's really well done. The beer cheese fondue makes me actually want to come to your wedding, especially because you have pretzels in it. Korean meatballs, incredible. I'm a little off on the deep fried mac and cheese, and I only say it because of this. I've tried so many of these mac and cheese balls and things like that you can buy at restaurants. I love mac and cheese. I've never been impressed with the deep fried version. I think it takes something away from it, Chris. Have you had it? You can eat deep fried mac and cheese. You can eat it. You've never had it. Try it sometime. It's not like it's gross. I'm not telling you to eat broccoli, but it's look, I'm okay on that. That'll be difficult to pull off. Overall, that's a dynamite wedding menu. It's better than most other garbage wedding food out there. But wedding food in general is garbage because it's mass-produced and you can't mass-produce good food. You just simply cannot. That's why the world-famous Jesse Kelly burger, that's why it's made one at a time by the true believers. Now, if you really want to impress the people at your wedding, what you'll do is you'll serve them all my Patriot Supply food. You know what that tells them? You know what that tells them? I'm somebody who will be prepared when the problems come. We here at this wedding, we're telling each and every one of you to make preparations. So what I want you to do instead, Nick, I want you and your bride, I'm sure she'll be great with this, just go get 10 to 15 emergency 3-month food kits from My Patriot Supply and have those sitting at each and every table, and then put in some kind of a brochure so they know what the website is and they know that right now you get a $200 worth of free survival gear when you get your emergency 3-month food kit. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's the ultimate wedding food. MyPatriotSupply.com. Dear Oracle, what are your thoughts around dudes sitting to pee? My husband tries to justify it by saying he only does it at home, and he quotes Officer Andrew Haldan, I don't know that, from the TV series The Pacific. Oh, never run when you can walk, never walk when you can stand, never stand when you can sit, never sit when you can lay down, and never lay down when you can sleep. I'm not sure I fully understand and would appreciate your opinion on this matter. And please move forward with the rush statue. I know many people would help financially back this initiative. You don't have to say my name. My husband knows who I am. Listen, thank you. Sitting to pee. I'm going to be a no on that. Chris, only late at night. Oh, Chris said if it's late at night or you're very drunk or something. Okay, if it's late at night in the dark and you're trying to avoid any misfires, that's fine. If you've had too much to drink, which I don't assume into adulthood that happens a ton, if you've had so much to drink you can't stand there and pee, maybe it's time to get that cleaned up a little bit. But those are really the only two acceptable circumstances. But if I was your husband, I would simply take the step of lying about it. I would just tell you that I've stopped and I would keep going. Jesse, when you took Buck Sexton's spot, I thought this had better be good. I haven't missed a show since, and I hope you have a blessed career like Rush. That being said, these leeches you call leaders are not leaders. They are representatives of we the people. You know, it's a good point. They are supposed to be servants, but it's also naive to think they're not leaders. We have leaders. They are our leaders. They're just leaders we elect. We go choose them. Now, they're supposed to be servant leaders. That's what they're supposed to be. They're supposed to work for us. Obviously, they don't. They don't give a crap about us.
She was very specific recently saying that a mom, a poor mother who lost 2 kids to fentanyl, that I killed her sons. Well, the interesting thing is that fentanyl they took came during the last administration.
They're supposed to be servants, but servant leaders. when I elect, when I go to the polls and I choose my next GOP primary candidate, whoever I end up voting for, I am going to consider, who do I want leading my nation? Who do I want as a representative of America? I've talked before about how embarrassed it makes me as a patriot that the president can't talk. It's not a small thing. It's not just talk radio fodder. The president is the leader of our nation. He is. We elect him. He is the leader of our nation. The world watches when he does stuff like this.
By the way, you docs are good. If there's any angels in heaven, they're all nurses, man.
That's so embarrassing. When the president of the United States of America regularly gets up and says things like this, I find it to be embarrassing.
And I had a nurse named Pearl Nelson, military. She'd come in and do things that I don't think you learn in medical school, nursing school. She'd whisper in my...
That's embarrassing. All right. Now, you know, it's been a long week, has it not? Been tons of stuff we've had to deal with. What if you and I, what if we walk away from politics for 2 days? What if we just hung out with friends and family, take that smartphone of yours, put it in the drawer, go for a walk, go fishing? What if we walked away? I promise all the problems will still be there on Monday. We'll be back here on Monday having fun, fighting communists, all right? That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.